This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. We're always saying on this show that you should consult a financial advisor before making any big money decisions. So how do you find one? Or how do you know if you even need one? Here to help us sort out whether to bring in a pro or do it yourself is Lindsay Gelman, a reporter with the Wall Street Journal. Hiya, Lindsay.
Hi there.
All right. So finding a financial pro is a lot trickier than people might think. And the first question is, do you need one? When do you bring one in?
Exactly. It's a challenge to figure out when and sort of at what junctures you might need a financial pro. There are some arguments for and against actually hiring someone to manage your finances.
Now, let's say you've just got a meat and potatoes kind of portfolio. It's your 401k, maybe an IRA, maybe a college plan, and maybe some index funds on the side. Is that the kind of person who needs a little handholding?
It really depends, but traditionally speaking, no. And I spoke to a lot of financial advisors for this story that I wrote, and many of them said, hey, you know, you probably don't need our services if you have a pretty standard, simple financial arrangement. You know, it's not rocket science. You make sure that you're budgeting. You make sure you're saving enough for retirement, that you're buying enough insurance. And then beyond that, there are not that many tricks that are necessary.
So at what point do you cross over the Rubicon and become someone who is looking for a financial pro?
So the conventional wisdom is that when you start getting ready to retire, that's the point at which things get complicated even for a financially savvy investor. So there are a lot of things in the mix when you're getting ready for retirement. If there's a spouse in the picture, you have to decide at what point to start taking benefits like Social Security. You might have something like a pension. There are just a lot of different decisions to be made, and you might not have all the tools at your disposal to make those on your own.
Well, couldn't I just go online and do a search for things I should know at certain ages of my life?
You absolutely could, but that advice wouldn't be tailored to you specifically. So you would have to sort of take it with a large grain of salt.
So when you're looking for a financial advisor, there are various folk out there. Some of them charge a fee, flat fee. Some of them charge a commission. How do you do your search?
The kind of common sense here is to stick with a fee-only advisor because that person is not trying to sell you a financial product. And there are many different networks and organizations of advisors who adhere to these very strict fiduciary standards and who don't charge commission. And some of these advisors actually make sure that they open their practices to people who aren't necessarily wealthy. There are some that bill hourly. Others don't require minimum amounts of assets. Planners sort of run the gamut between someone who could help someone who's just starting out or has a relatively low income versus someone who's quite wealthy and has a very complex financial situation.
Well, let's say I'm in total financial Bob Vilas mode and I want to do it myself. What websites would you recommend?
So there are different sort of levels of ways to do it yourself. So there are some apps where you can simply track your spending, something like a mint.com or even learnvest.com. Those sites allow you to track your spending and then they organize it for you in these colorful graphics, charts, etc. You can see, oh, wow, I really spent a lot on entertainment this month or dining out. And you can set up alerts that kind of ping you when you're approaching an amount that you had set for yourself. So, you know, getting close to your entertainment budget this month or, you know, don't eat out one more time, things like that. Then there are sites and software programs that are hybrids between a human advisor and an online sort of service. So not only do they help you track your spending, they actually invest money on your behalf. And that's sort of a different class of programs. And that would be something like Future Advisor. And you actually put some of your assets under their management. They charge a fee and they invest according to principles laid out by their human advisors. And the program interacts almost constantly with your funds. So it makes trades and moves money on your behalf.
All right. So let's say you're going to take up the challenge. What are some of the common mistakes that people make when they try and get their hands around their finances?
So there are situations where the right thing to do financially might be counterintuitive, such as when you're rebalancing your portfolio. You might not want to hang on to losers and get rid of winners. So there are things that are sort of against the way that we would normally act if we were acting in the interest of our emotions. And for those types of transactions or those types of decisions, it might be useful to have somebody who forces you to act in the best interest of your finances rather than according to how you might be feeling at any particular time.
Sort of financial mommy or daddy.
Yeah.
Lindsay Gelman is a reporter with The Wall Street Journal. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.